A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven,
concentrate
on Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar.
That's the display department.
With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
You are just number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 343. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and this time we are talking about Dr. Terrible's House of Horrible. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello. Yes, this is a BBC series from 2001, and it is a comedy horror series. A satire on some well-known horror film series and tropes. We've got 6 30-minute episodes to talk about, and we've got really quite a big-name cast, star-studded cast, with lots of sort of well-known actors and comedy performers doing these rather affectionate sort of satires or parodies of classic Hammer, Tigern and Amicus horror films from the mid-20th century. And we are donning fake teeth and some degree of latex prosthetics to talk about them today, or at least I am, Brian.
And I can hear that so clearly over Skype. Yes, it's definitely a sort of parody and satire of these older things. So getting into the setup for it, we have a host, Dr. Terrible, who is this sort of strange, creepy-looking character with bad teeth and a bald head, and he sits at the fireside and introduces each one of these stories. He introduces each episode, and then he shows up at the conclusion of each episode as well.
Yes, with a sort of horrific homily at the end of each episode as well. And he is played by Dr. Terrible himself, played by Steve Coogan, under, as we've suggested, the ton of latex prosthetics and fake teeth. Steve Coogan seems to like fake teeth in his performances. And Steve Coogan also stars in each of the 6 episodes, playing a different character in each one. Again, mostly with fake teeth, I think, Brian, but we'll talk about that as we go along. And Dr. Terrible takes us straight in to our first story, which is called Lesbian Vampire Lovers of Lust. There's a title for you.
Yes, for sure.
And we're into the story of an army officer and his new bride in some sort of late Victorian, I guess, setting in Middle Europe, on their honeymoon, in their coach and horses, and they end up staying at the castle of the mysterious Countess Kronstein, who is clearly, you know, to the viewer, obviously a vampire with a particular interest in, shall we say, the neck and other features of the newlywed bride, Carmina.
Yes, absolutely. And this one is a parody of the Hammer films, erotic horror movies known as the Kronstein trilogy, including, of course, The Vampire Lovers from 1970 with Ingrid Pitt. And this is very much based on those. And in this episode, we have Ronnie Ancoa shows up and Ben Miller. And briefly, we even see Honor Blackman in it, which is quite the cast and sort of an interesting parody with some satire and some calling out those older films for their problems in some ways, too.
And how lovely to see Honor Blackman in it, who, as she says in the extras on the DVD we've been watching, she did actually make a Hammer horror film herself back in the 70s, and here she is showing up briefly, looking fabulous, but all too brief appearance for Honor Blackman. And I perhaps might just hint that we'll be talking about Honor Blackman in more detail perhaps later on British Invaders, but more of that much later.
Ah, yes. And of course, it was very sad to have lost Honor Blackman recently as well.
Yes, passed away not too long ago, sadly. But we will be talking about her at great length later on this year.
Something to look forward to.
Indeed.
The next one is Frenzy of Tongs, with Coogan playing an Edwardian gentleman adventurer, Nathan Blaze, who's a vaguely Sherlock Holmes-style detective. and he is investigating the criminal goings-on in the Limehouse region of London, all being orchestrated by this Chinese supervillain called Hangman Chu.
Yes, so this one clearly is a parody of the very many Fu Manchu movies based on the novels of Sax Rohmer. And we have Mark Gatiss done up in the makeup as this character, Hangman Chu, clearly giving us his version of the Fu Manchu from all those movies. Opposite him, of course, Steve Coogan, as you've said, Brian, as this sort of like adventurer, detective, almost superhero type character, Nathan Blaze, very much playing it in the style of the actor Peter Wingard, who people will know from Department S and Jason King, although also another sort of gentleman detective character from that period, Sexton Blake, I think, is an influence as well. And we're in that sort of London Limehouse, Chinese gangs, criminal goings on, as I say, very much Fu Manchu, but there's also a bit of Talons of Weng Chiang stuck in there as well, I think, Brian.
Yes, absolutely. And Talons of Weng Chiang, the Doctor Who serial from the 1970s, itself was in part based on Fu Manchu, so it would fit, but I'm sure they were thinking of that as well. Nathan Blaze felt sort of like a generic detective hero or a generic, you know, an Edwardian adventurer detective. And this was very much, you know, satirizing and mocking the racism that existed in those productions from so many years ago.
Yes, all the sort of terrible stuff about the Yellow Peril, which was such a popular trope for a while, unfortunately. But we have to say that all the actors involved here are having a great time parodying those films, particularly Mark Gatiss, who described it as a role he was born to play, having a marvellous time being a sort of villainous Fu Manchu character.
Yes, the performances in this one were also quite something, for sure.
So story three, we're rattling through them to give you some idea of what we're dealing with. This one goes by the rather fantastical title of Curse of the Blood of the Lizard of Doom. Steve Coogan playing Dr. Donald Baxter, who is trying to use the regenerative powers of lizards to heal burns in the appropriately entitled Scottish the Robert Burns or Robbie Burns unit. And of course, like all slightly mad scientists, Dr. Baxter soon decides to experiment on himself and injects himself with the lizard serum, which at first seems to cure the common burn. But slowly he is almost inexorably transformed bit by bit into a giant lizard creature towards the end of the episode.
And this one is very much a parody of the various Jekyll and Hyde movies. And of course, Hammer Films, The Reptile, the Jacqueline Pierce movie, also very much being referenced in this one.
Yes, sort of a fairly early, I think, 60s role for Jacqueline Pierce in that film. Of course, she'd go on to light up our screens in the late 70s in Blake 7 and sort of become, you know, part of the creation myth of this podcast, Brian.
I suppose so, yeah. And we also have Graham Crowden in this one. One of the actors who's said to have turned down the role of the Doctor for Doctor Who in 1963. And Simon Pegg is in this one too.
Yes, little part for Simon Pegg, which is quite nice. Graham Crowden, probably familiar to lots of people from British television for A Very Peculiar Practice and Waiting for God. And he puts on a nice turn here as well. Again, as I say, you can't fault the actors for giving it everything and certainly having a good time with these roles.
And now The Fearing is done in a modern setting, or more modern. It's set in the 1970s. And it features three characters trapped in a malfunctioning lift or elevator, which is heading for the 13th floor of a building that doesn't have a 13th floor. And along the way, each one of them has this dream, this depiction of their terrible fate, which is recounted.
Indeed, and we've got these three characters in a lift with a lift attendant, bringing together, as well as Steve Coogan, we also have other comedy stars, Julia Davis and Alexandra Armstrong. Alexandra Armstrong, probably now best known for doing the Pointless TV quiz show, but here he is playing a sort of rather dashing character in this lift. And they all, as you say, get their sort of horrible stories. We've also got a cameo from an actual 1970s TV and movie star from the UK. Oliver Tobias turns up briefly. And this is very much an amicus portmanteau horror film, which would tell a number of scary stories with the context of some framing device. Maybe they were on a train, or in this case, they're in an elevator, and there's a horror host or another character. And of course, there's going to be a twist that comes up about the fate of these characters. And this episode, without giving too much away, there is a twist coming along as well.
Yes, absolutely. And this, as you say, is very much done as a portmanteau film. It also almost gives us an anthology within an anthology, which is interesting.
Yes, indeed.
So getting into our production notes, Dr. Terrible's House of Horrible was created by the writer Graham Duff. Most notably, he's known for the radio series Nebulous, which starred Mark Gatiss, and also for Count Arthur Strong. Duff was looking for a project to write with Steve Coogan, and decided to use their shared love for horror movies as the inspiration for that.
Yes, of course, perfect. You know, they're as you say, their passion for these horror films, and they thought there would be work to be done or something successful to mine there. And they wrote all six episodes. That's Graham Duff, Steve Coogan, and also Henry Normal, who is Coogan's business partner in their baby car production company. And of course, they turned back to those classic mid-century British horror films from those three studios I've mentioned. Famously Hammer Horror, with their many, many variants on the original Universal horror movies, but also branching out into their own types of film like The Reptile, we've already mentioned, or Plague of the Zombies. Then we have Amicus, who were famous for doing the portmanteau horrors, and Tygon, one of the sort of perhaps the slightly lesser of the three studios, but produced two of the famous or infamous Unholy Trinity of folk horror movies, Witchfinder General and Blood on Satan's Claw. And we'll be talking about that a bit more in our next episode.
And the title is taken from the Amicus film Dr. Terror's House of Horrors. And that was from 1965 with Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee. So we have Dr. Terrible rather than Dr. Terror in this case.
And a film with Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee, that's, you know, there's your ticket for of entrance, you know, your guarantee of quality.
Oh, yes. They did a tremendous number of horror films back in those years. The series was produced by Alison MacPhail for the Baby Cow production company, and the six episodes were all directed by Matt Lipsey, best known to us for directing the last three episodes of Stephen Moffat's Jekyll series from 2007, which we've covered.
And we greatly enjoyed, as I remember.
Oh, yes.
And of course, this is a production that very much gets the look and feel of those classic horrors we've been talking about. And of course, it puts Steve Coogan into a great deal of makeup. So he's buried beneath latex and false teeth to play Dr. Terrible, with the usual 4 hours in the makeup chair, apparently. Although, fortunately, they were able to film all of his intros and outros on one day. So he didn't have to do the makeup for that, I think, more than the once, fortunately.
But he had a lot of makeup for this show, though.
Yes, he did. And as I say, he does like putting in the false teeth for these ones, and wearing a variety of strange dental appliances, it seems. And of course, he also has to don the lizard suit, which in the production making of video, he describes as being very good quality Doctor Who monster, but not quite up to Star Wars monster, was his description of it. And of course, when he gets to the full lizard suit, he, I guess, almost inevitably suffered from that common problem for actors wearing rubber suits in TV and film, in that he almost collapsed from the heat and the lack of air inside the suit.
Yes, you can certainly imagine that you would be really sealed into one of those things and it could be a challenge.
It's an occupational hazard, I guess, Brian.
I suppose so. Dr. Terrible's House of Horrible was broadcast on BBC Two from November 12th, 2001 through December 17th, 2001.
So that's what we have in the way of production notes. We'll talk about the availability as ever, so you get a chance to watch this series if we've intrigued you about it. Region 2, as ever, nice and straightforward. There's a DVD which I've got. It's got the 6 episodes. It has the brief making of feature, which interviews Steve Coogan, other cast members, the director, members of the production team, and so on. There's some photo galleries and some other little bits and pieces, some nice spoof horror movie posters for each of the 6 episodes. Currently about £5 to buy for that DVD. Slightly surprisingly, it's a bit more expensive on Amazon Video, where it's £6 for the whole series or £1.89 for an episode. This is all in SD, and you don't get the extras. So actually, if you're after this series, the DVD at the moment is the cheapest option over here. Across there in Region 1, Brian.
In Region 1, there is no DVD release, although some resellers on Amazon will have the Region 2 one as an import, of course. But it is available streaming on Amazon.com if you're in the US. And that comes at $2 per episode or $5 for all 6 episodes. So very good deal there if you can use Amazon streaming and you're in the US, $5 for the whole run.
Not too bad. Okay, so there are ways you can get hold of it. And if you do, please get in touch with us and let us know what you think.
So next time, we will talk about the other 2 episodes that we haven't described yet.
We'll come back to one of our favourite and familiar themes of how well comedy parodies work on television. And I'll raise the question of whether the original series or the original films that this is based on are so elaborate and exaggerated that it's almost impossible to pastiche them. But we'll talk about that and whether this works or not next time when we come back.
And of course, we will give our reviews and recommendations about the series. So until then, you can find us at BritishInvaders.com, or if you search for us on Facebook, you can join our Facebook group, and we always have some fun discussions going on there.
And we're also members of the Voice of Geeks Network, which you can find at VogNetwork.com, VOGNetwork.com, for the Voice of Geeks. Find us there as well.
Absolutely. So thank you for listening, and this is Brian from Canada, signing off.
Yes, thank you very much. Until next time, Eamon in England also signing off.